Let's take a journey back to 2003. Canadian teen sensation Avril Lavigne was topping the charts and turning the music industry upside down. But what if I told you that the Avril Lavigne we know and love might not be the same Avril? What? Did Avril die? Was she replaced by a doppelganger? I'm Joanne McNally, and I'm doing a deep dive into a notorious internet conspiracy. Who replaced Avril Lavigne? Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a CBC podcast.
Gas prices spiked as much as 15 cents a litre in Ontario and Quebec.
Donald Trump seemed to doze off at several points.
Who's going to win the Stanley Cup this year?
Well, we're hoping it's the boys of Vancouver Canucks who can take it home this year.
Because news...
with Gavin Crawford.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gavin Crawford. Welcome to Because News, Canada's funniest news quiz. Taylor Swift's new album was released Friday, but apparently leaked on social media on Thursday. Critics are already calling the album a once in about every 18 months event. Over the next 30 minutes, we'll be making games out of the news. Let's welcome this week's panel. An unstoppable force from Alberta who's ready to make it her year. No, it is not legions of grasshoppers. It's Alice Moran. A confident panelist who never bets against himself, which is good because you can get kicked off the Raptors for that. It's the very sporty Craig Lauzon.
Hey! Thanks for having me, Gav. Excited.
And finally, we were worried he wouldn't show up today, but thankfully he got dismissed from the Trump jury after they read his tweets. It's the wildly impartial Miguel Rivas.
They're too pro-Trump. What can I say?
All right, panel, are you ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, God, I hope so.
Let's do news.
Here we go.
Yeah.
This week, panel, the Liberal government tabled their latest federal budget. The headline from the Trail Times reads, Generational Fairness, the theme as Liberals unveil $535 billion budget. Politicians of all stripes were eager to chime in with their thoughts, which brings us to a round we call, What the B are you talking about? That's right. Now's your chance to put words in the mouths of our leaders. So get ready to fill in the blanks with these budget-related quotes. First up, Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland, who spoke about the budget's need to address the concerns of young Canadians. Have a listen.
Today, millennial and Gen Z Canadians look at their parents' lives and wonder.
What do millennials and Gen Zs wonder when they look at their parents?
How will I tell them about my OnlyFans page?
They look at their parents and wonder, why are they still together?
They look at their parents and wonder, were they shocked when they found out who shot JR?
So many things to wonder. She said they look at their parents and wonder this.
How will I ever be able to afford that?
Yeah. To that end, the federal budget allocates a lot of money towards creating a more affordable housing market. In an effort to highlight the Liberals' desire to invest wisely, Freeland turned to a great philosopher.
We're working to empower our best entrepreneurs and create good-paying jobs. How do we do that? Well, to quote one of our country's great philosophers.
What did this great Canadian philosopher say?
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Good guess.
If the women don't find you handsome, they can at least find you handy. That's the Red Green Show.
That's good.
Imagine that was the quote in the budget speech. I'm just going to imagine that for a moment.
I would love Rick Green getting his due. Yeah. That show was very funny to rewatch during the pandemic when I was very high.
Very good guess. Not what she said. Miguel.
I think, therefore, I am below the poverty line.
This is what the country's great philosopher said, according to Freeland.
We need to skate to where the puck is going.
Well, one reporter really liked that joke. Left right into his microphone.
That is, of course, a Wayne Gretzky quote.
Oh, so is mine.
Yeah.
So that's a point. Half a point.
Half a point for Craig for having the right philosopher. So we skate where the puck is going, according to Freeland's metaphor. Where is the puck going?
Well, the puck isn't baptized, so it's going to hell.
economically speaking, where is the puck going?
Into an empty net, because it's that easy for large consolidated industries to crush all upstarts.
Super funny.
Bleak and true. According to Freeland, to skate where the puck is going means heading towards investment in tech. Here is how Freeland and her French translator explained that.
Cela veut dire.
That means doubling down on artificial intelligence.
Was the translator AI?
That's what it sounded like.
That just actually was the translator, but it very much sounds like AI.
Oh my God.
Before the budget was even tabled, opposition leader Pierre Poilievre made it clear that his conservatives would not be supporting it. He told reporters he had a message for the prime minister.
My message to Justin Trudeau is this.
What was Pierre's message?
You up. I know what men send.
Strangely, it was not, Craig.
His message was, you call that a financial plan? I say, pan the plan.
No, his message to Trudeau was, can you hang around after I win? Because insulting you is kind of my whole thing.
Here's what he said.
My message to Justin Trudeau is this. In one word, stop.
Okay.
Oh, right in.
Very effective.
Went hot on the mic on that one, too.
After the budget was tabled, Poilievre and his caucus made it clear they were opposed to the government spending, but still very into three-word slogans. Have a listen.
We want to axe the tax, build the homes, fix the budget, and stop the crime.
I still think instead of whatever he said about the budget, it's got to be pan the plan.
Stop the crime, pan the plan. He didn't get that in just in time. I like that everyone was kind of coming in at the end of that, but it was like they were caught unawares. They're like, oh, the chant, we're doing the chant? I forgot we were doing the chant. Oh, I got it. Stop the crime!
Say it with me now. 3, 2, 1. Stop the crime!
The cry, yeah.
Stop crime.
Minister Freeland.
The one person who didn't read the memo? Stop.
Yeah.
What do we do?
Minister Freeland took the opportunity to swipe back at the conservative sloganeering with three words of her own. Have a listen to this.
To make a positive difference in people's lives, you need more than a slogan. You can't your way to a better country.
Panel for the point, you can't what your way to a better country.
You can't bing, bang, bong, UK hun your way to a better country.
Good guess. Here's what the finance minister actually said.
You can't hop on pop your way to a better country.
Zing. Ooh, wounding.
When they go low, we go even lower.
When they go low, we go confusing.
Like, of all the Dr. Seuss rhymes they could have... You can't cat in the hat your way to a better country is better than hop on pop.
Yeah.
You can't fox in socks your way to a better country.
Yeah. You can't goat your boat in a way. Yeah, that's like the weakest one, hop on pop.
Why are you meeting Poilievre on his playing field? He's the master of awful three-word slogans.
Yeah. Oh, yeah? You're going to hit us with axe the tax? Well, get this. Hop on pop.
Like,
I'm not trying to help them go down, but man,
sick burn.
Overall, the budget includes nearly $53 billion in new spending over the next 5 years. NDP leader Jagmeet Singh was eager to take credit for several items in the Liberal budget, pharmacare, dental care, and the National School Food Program. And yet, Singh still would not commit to voting in favor of this Liberal budget, leaving open the possibility of triggering an election. However, Bloc leader Yves-François Blanchet did not buy the NDP line. When asked if he was concerned the NDP wouldn't support the budget, he compared the NDP to a Netflix show. How did he say the NDP is like a Netflix show?
You're gonna binge it and chill with good shows. You're gonna read subtitles.
He was confused.
The NDP is like a Netflix show because they constantly have to ask us if we're still watching.
Those are all good guesses. Here's what the Bloc Québécois leader said.
At the end of every episode of a series on Netflix, they say, in the next part of this show, this is what will happen. We already know what will happen.
That is actually not how Netflix works.
They do a recap at the next one.
Well, we'll see. I hate to sound like a conservative here, but I do think that Jagmeet Singh is probably going to plug the nose, raise the hand, hop on pop, and support the budget.
Sweet mashup.
Hop on pop and stop.
Because news.
Panel, get ready now for a Because News limerick. Have a listen to this pithy poem and see if you can guess the news story that inspired it. Here is your limerick.
Four bros who were all lifelong friends find themselves and their wives at wits' ends. Since their kids were all squawkers, they teamed up at the doctor's for a deal on their vast differences.
All right, panel, there's your limerick, which ended with vast differences, quite proudly, I might add. Can you tell me what unusual activity helped four guys take male bonding to the next level?
They hot tubbed in a tub full of Bud Light while picking their fantasy league hockey teams naked.
Good guess? No.
Was it a four-way Freaky Friday?
They all switched bodies
and they're like, who's who?
Miguel, any ideas?
Was it group therapy together? Did they do four guys group therapy at the same time?
It was group something, and it had to do with medicine. So you're close. Alice, do you know the real answer?
Yeah, four guys, you know, got together and thought, let's all get vasectomies.
You're correct for the point. The headline from CTV News reads, why not do it together? Lifelong friends take part in brosectomy in Vancouver. I shudder to ask, but what is a brosectomy?
It's a vasectomy that only allows the chillest sperm through the vas deferens. Like only really chill sperm.
I know this. It's actually when you cut out the most toxic member of your bro crew.
I had same answer, so that must be it.
Obviously, brosectomy is simply a vasectomy that you do with your bros.
Like same room or like at the same, like you need four doctors synced up or?
They didn't go into that much detail in the story. There's a lot left to the imagination.
And do they draw straws for who goes first? And is that too obvious an imagery?
I got the short straw.
Yeah, like, we know. Yeah, we've been in the change room with you. We know.
Would it make you feel better to get a procedure if you could see someone else getting it at the same time? I feel like that would stress me out.
Just like staring into each other's eyes.
Does it hurt me? Does it hurt you?
CTV reported on four 40-something dads who were all planning to get vasectomies and decided to turn the potentially anxiety-ridden procedure into a bonding experience. Why did they decide it would be better to do this all together?
Was there a bulk discount?
Bulk Barn has really expanded their offerings.
Yeah. Yeah. Craig?
Look, I have no friggin' idea why they would do that, Gav. I've had a vasectomy, and I did not want my buddies there. And for the record, gentle vasectomy is a misnomer.
I would have friends there. I'd love to have a sisterectomy. Oh. No, I wouldn't. I take it back. I feel like that's not going to catch on.
Here is what one of the guys had to say.
I just kind of got tired of the same old hangout times together, going to the pub, the trips and stuff. We wanted to switch it up a little bit, try something new.
What are they doing in their regular life?
What do you guys want to do on Tuesday? Well, we did pub on Monday. Vasectomies?
It's a bit of a jump.
Maybe it's a situation where they're like, oh, we always do what you want. Well, what do you want to do? Vasectomies.
And everyone just had to be like, yeah, fine.
We,
all
right. Yeah, we always play D&D, so I guess now we got to do Todd's thing.
Before we go any further, I will give you a point and one grade 5 health credit if you can explain correctly how a vasectomy works.
Oh, I know. First, you listen to your wife beg you to get a vasectomy for about a year, and you push it away because you're scared of the surgery, and then you finally give in during a fight, and you go get a vasectomy.
That's correct. Ding.
Alice, any idea?
Well, when a man and a woman love each other very much, but the woman is over it, that's when it happens.
Correct.
Ding.
Technically, the small tubes in the scrotum that carry sperm are blocked off, not cut.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Also, to clear up other misconceptions, after a vasectomy, you still make semen, but the semen does not contain sperm.
Correct. Ding. Point for you, Gavin.
Yeah. Sort of like no pulp orange juice.
Which is my favorite. Yeah.
To commemorate the big day, the bros made themselves souvenirs. Huh. What did they DIY to mark the occasion?
Friendship bracelets made out of unused condoms.
Close. It was actually a penis pasta necklace.
I'd have to guess that it was a grapefruit fashioned out of something made of lead so that it was heavy, and then they painted it purple and black, and then glued a bag of frozen peas to the bottom of it on a chain that hangs around your neck.
Craig is damaged from this procedure.
But that's just my guess.
They made matching brosectomy 24 tank tops with pictures of their faces all over them.
Oh.
It's going to be so weird when somebody finds one of those at the thrift store.
Yeah.
Do you know how fast I would buy a tank top that said brosectomy 2024 with strangers' faces on it?
They should have got matching tattoos that were like all their kids' names, but the last name is End of List.
Would you consider getting elective surgery with friends?
No.
Call me old-fashioned, but I like to keep my surgeries to myself.
But are you on board with this destigmatizing of vasectomies?
Oh, yeah. You guys can't be running around machine gunning into ladies. You can't do that.
That is an image.
Yeah.
I think it is good because women go through the majority of reproductive pressure to do things, and men get a free pass for their entire lives.
That's true.
And if my wife is listening, she's going to love this part that I just said.
But it is a thing. It's reversible.
It's maybe reversible.
Yeah.
No, 100%. There used to be a stigma of vasectomies being demasculating in a way. So I kind of am on board with these guys.
Yeah, no, I had a vasectomy. I still play rugby. It's fine. And I'm kidding. It's all kidding aside. You're in a
little literally.
You're a little bit of pain for about a week, and that's it. And then it's free sailing.
Yeah. So it's just like when I got LASIK.
Of course, what is a brosectomy without a little celebration afterwards? How did the guys say they were planning on celebrating?
A delicate game of bag tag. A lot of fakies.
Oh, man, that's totally going to be like the TikTok post-vasectomy challenge. It is not that. Alice?
Was it a 21-gun salute? Because those are traditionally done firing blanks.
Bingo.
And here we are trying to destigmatize it.
Nuts!
Here's what they told this CTV reporter.
As for how the guys plan to celebrate, they tell me they're heading for steaks, cigars, scotch, with some bags of frozen peas.
Correct.
And they had to do all the manliest things they could think of. Yeah.
Scotch on the rocks. The very sore rocks.
Because News with Gavin Crawford.
I'm Gavin Crawford. This week on Because News, I'm joined by Alice Moran, Greg Lazone, and Miguel Rivas. Hey! To hear the whole show, subscribe to our podcast.
Hi, I'm Jesse Cruikshank. I host the number one comedy podcast called Phone a Friend.
Girl, let's phone a friend.
Not only do I break down the biggest stories in pop culture with guests like Dan Levy and members of NSYNC, I do it with my own personal boy band singing jingles throughout. Because it's my show.
It's your show, girl.
New episodes of Phone a Friend.
Yeah.
Drop Thursdays wherever you get your podcasts.
So work it, girl. Yeah, work it.
Okay, that's enough.
Panelists, time for a round we call Three Cheers for News. I want you to have a listen to this trio of cheers and see if you can guess the news story. There are your three cheers, panel. What caused these people to go wild?
Was it after Pierre Poilievre said, "And this is the last time I'll ever say this, X the tax"? And the crowd went wild.
It is not. Alice?
All of those people heard Celine announce her documentary. And we're all we all love Celine Dion.
No. Does anyone know for real what those cheers are from?
Yes.
Miguel.
Caitlin Clark was selected first by the Indiana Fever in the WNBA draft.
You're correct for the point. The 22-year-old basketball player became a household name during her record-breaking college career with the Iowa Hawkeyes. She recently announced her plan to go pro, and on Monday, Clark was the number one draft pick. Sports writers have used the word storybook to describe Clark's rise. How was Caitlin Clark's college basketball career like a storybook?
When she was born, she was left in the shallows of a craggy shoreline. But before she was dashed to death on the rocks, she was saved by a gnarly sea witch that breathed life into her, giving her gills and making her almost superhuman. Learning to breathe air through her gills and walk on land, she took to playing basketball, a game normally reserved for the menfolk of the village. But being the adopted daughter of a sea witch, she exclaimed aloud, "I will not be told what to do or what games to play. I shall play the game of balls and baskets."
Wow, I didn't...
Good guess, not quite. The reason it's, they say it's like a storybook is because she has made the most three-pointers ever in a single season, a record previously held by NBA superstar Steph Curry.
Sick.
Pretty cool.
She is also the all-time leading scorer across both men's and women's NCAA college basketball.
If I can go off for a minute.
Sure.
I think it's also because women's sports is sort of having a moment, and women's basketball is really having a moment, and it's grown in popularity exponentially, and there's like business reasons like Amazon investing and blah, blah, blah. But they're like waiting for someone to come, and the fact that she's the best one right now, and probably the best ever, maybe, who knows, she's like in the right moment at the right time. It feels like too perfect that she exists at the time when this sport is absolutely exploding.
Yes, that is correct. I'll give you a point for that. Clark shattered dozens of records during her 4 years at Iowa, but according to The Guardian, back in 2023, her profile really leveled up after she did something special. What did she do?
She got tweeted at by Elmo. Super weird that Elmo's still on Twitter, considering how right-wing it is now.
Someone's got to balance it out, and Elmo's doing the job for all of us. Miguel.
She waved her hand in front of her face as an insult to her rival, Angel Reese.
Those are all close, but she really leveled up when she drained a clutch three-pointer at the death.
What does that mean, Gav?
I'm not a basketball fan, but if I had to guess, it means she took a small purse and emptied out a bunch of stuff in the middle of a funeral. Is that what a draining a clutch three-pointer at the death is? Ah, look at her draining that three-clutch pointer at the death. And it's her own aunt's death. No, that is not. What does it really mean?
I'm not familiar with the term at the death, but a clutch three-pointer, like, right at the end of the buzzer, I imagine, and from far away. She shoots from really far away.
Yeah, it's a buzzer-beating game-winning shot made from behind the three-point line.
Whoa.
Duh.
Excuse me.
Clark isn't just setting records on the court. Earlier this month, she helped her team do something truly remarkable 3 times in 8 days. What did they accomplish 3 times in just 8 days?
They achieved self-actualization 3 times.
Craig.
3 successful bets on Jonte Porter.
No, they did that thing you see in basketball movies where one of the players bends down and the other one jumps off the other player's back for a big dunk.
Yeah.
No. Does anyone know for real what happened 3 times in just 8 days?
Is it? I don't know this, but I think maybe. Is it that they beat the ratings of the men's NCAA game?
It is that they set new TV ratings records for women's basketball. 12 million, then 14 million, and then 18.9 million viewers for the title game with South Carolina. 4 million people more watched the women's final than the men's.
And 18 million more than any CBC show.
You know it's a big deal because the draft was watched by like 4 million people. And it's like any draft in any sport is the most boring television you could ever watch in your entire life.
It's true. Yes, but it's, as you said, having a moment. They're drawing in more viewers than the men's final. And that is why the women are getting paid the exact same.
Do you know how much she gets paid? $76,000.
And do you know what the first year of the men's pick from 2023 made in this first year?
I know that the minimum payment that an NBA player can make, the worst player, not the best player, the worst player, the minimum they can be paid is $1.1 million.
That's true. Let's stick with sports for a moment longer, because surprisingly, there was also some sports news involving a man this week. Have a listen to this cheer and see if you can guess the news story.
And now, scores! Austin Matthews has 69!
For the point, what makes Austin Matthews 69 so scream-worthy?
I think that what makes Austin Matthews 69 so special is he had just come from a brosectomy. So he wasn't worried.
Greg?
Well, that's a lot of goals.
Correct. It is a lot of goals. It's because it was so close to the big 70.
Right.
Oh, sure.
And Toronto Sun headline reads, Austin Matthews scores his 69th goal, but Maple Leafs lose in overtime.
Classic.
The NHL All-Star was trying to break the 70-goal barrier. He's been trying to do that all season. Did not quite make it. Why is the number 70 so significant?
It's the first number that sounds weird in French. Why do they have their own word for it? Soixante-dix? What is that?
60-10.
That's weird.
What comes under 69? 60-10. Also, nobody has scored 70 goals in a season since McGillney and Solani 31 years ago.
Does this guy know sports or what?
When
the
I say
confidence,
it,
the confidence.
When I say it, it sounds like a legal team.
McGillney.
In McGillney. Call McGillney and Solani. After Matthews scored his 69th goal, thousands of hockey fans took to Reddit to post a very mature one-word comment. What was their comment?
Nice.
You are correct.
I am very immature. I know what hockey bros are saying.
Panel, it's time for food news. That's right. In a surprising move and to the delight of stoners across the country, Pizza Pizza has launched a new product in anticipation of April 20th. For the point, what new product is Pizza Pizza launching to commemorate 420?
Edible pizza.
Sounds like they came up with it at last 420. Like, edible pizza. That'll be awesome. We should just do that.
Good guess. Miguel.
CBD dish pizza.
CBD pizza would be deadly. Because the more you eat it, the more you're like, bro, I'm so hungry.
It's just an Ouroboros. Does anyone know what it really is?
Yeah, it's pizza that looks like a joint.
You are correct. The Daily Hive headline reads, Pizza Pizza pre-rolls launch in stores across Canada this week.
Oh, my God.
It honestly looks like a massive cartoon-sized Cheech and Chong-style joint, but it also kind of looks like a shawarma and makes me want shawarma, so it feels like a bad strategy.
In the ad, the pizza pre-rolls look like huge blunts with smoke coming out of one end and then oregano that resembles marijuana and a sticker that looks like a cannabis label.
Because now that weed's legal, we can talk about it. We all love eating weed just loose from a table.
Obviously, these pre-rolls have no weed in them, but they do come in three flavors. Pepperoni, veggie, and what?
Bong water.
And like, whatever.
Pineapple Express.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that makes sense.
That makes sense.
Can you guess the tagline for Pizza Pizza's 420 campaign?
Just say no.
Pizza, it's blazing good.
It's 0% cannabis, 100% delicious.
Nonplussed.
Well, if you are put off by Pizza Pizza's marketing tactics, don't worry. Another restaurant has made a surprising move into the pizza game. What unlikely chain just joined the Pizza Express?
David's Tea.
Value Buds Weed Store.
Alice?
It's Tim Hortons.
No. You're correct for the point. It is Tim Hortons.
You seem jazzed about it.
It's a bummer, man. I've never walked by an ad before and just been like, oh, I'm sad.
The CB24 headline reads, Tim Hortons launches pizza across Canada. What reason did Tim Hortons give for getting into pizza?
If Pizza Pizza can make crap pizza, then so can we.
According to the article, they want to stretch the brand to afternoon and night.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I love being with my friends and being like, what should we do tonight? Let's go to Tim Hortons and eat pizza.
Hey, Miguel, remember when we got vasectomies? What are we going to do now?
You chose last time. You chose last time.
You got to mix it up. What about Timmy's za?
Not everyone is thrilled about this move. An op-ed in the Toronto Star reads, Tim Hortons selling pizza is like lens crafters selling sex toys. I mean, do you get two free? That's a no for me. You're not jazzed about Tim Hortons pizza?
No, it doesn't look appetizing. It looks like a bummer. It looks like what you order when you're just like so depressed that you're like, nothing matters and I don't deserve joy.
That's the slogan, actually.
I stand by the chili, though.
Also, they could have just made a pizza-flavored donut.
That would slap.
That sounds awful. That means it would be good.
Well, if pizza is not enough to satisfy your 420 cravings, don't worry, panel. Cup noodles, formerly Cupo noodles.
Sorry, did they drop the
Irish backlash?
Yeah, like my family dropped the O from O'Moran to sound less Irish. Is that what Cupo noodles is doing?
Yeah, there was a lot of people really hating on Cupo noodles.
Yeah, when you think ramen, you always think Ireland.
Cup noodles recently introduced a wild new flavor to the world. According to Food and Wine magazine, this polarizing new flavor has some fans thrilled. What do you think the polarizing new flavor of cup noodles is?
Ooh, Tim Hortons pizza flavor.
Spicy ketchup chips.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Alice?
Pesto.
That could be good.
It is not.
Is it hot dog water?
Ooh.
You might feel it's equally gross when I tell you what it is. The headline from Delish.com reads, Cup Noodles is releasing everything bagel with cream cheese flavored ramen. Oh,
see, now I know where the O went. It's like Cup O Noodles. It's like, oh. It's like
Cup everything O Noodles. Oh.
It's got sesame seeds, poppy seeds, garlic, dried onion, caraway seeds, and a rich cream cheese flavored sauce.
Ooh. It's not cheesy, though. It's cheese-flavored, which is the key thing here.
It really solves that problem that we're all familiar with when you're eating ramen noodles. You're like, I wish I had a bagel.
Not to give away the ghost, but we got the last two packs, and I gave you a taste before the show.
Yes.
So what was your verdict?
It was one of the grossest things I've ever put in my mouth.
I'm going to put it this way. I've eaten it, and this is what you don't think when you're eating ramen, like, if only this tasted a bit like feet. Because the powdery cheese gives it just a hint of foot. So if that's your thing, may I recommend a cup of noodles?
King Shanga.
Somehow we've reached the end of another exciting Because News. This week's champion is, well, it's Miguel Rivas. Yeah. Congratulations, Miguel. I'm Gavin Crawford. Monday is Earth Day, so don't forget to make the Earth breakfast in bed or buy it a tie or maybe call it on the phone at some point in the afternoon before going back to taking it for granted. We'll see you next time. Why?
Because you!
Thank you very much, everybody. I'm Gavin Crawford, Alice Moran, Miguel Rivas, Craig Lozon.
Hello, Canada. This is Miguel Rivas, and if you can believe it, I am the winner of Because News. Congratulations to my runners-up, Alice Moran and Craig Lozon. Because News is written and produced by Shannon Higgins, David Carroll, Gavin Crawford, Phil Lung, and Jess Klimowski. This week, they had help from Jan Caruana and Canada's sweetheart, John Blair. Rounding out the team, Aaron Conway, Bronwyn Page, Andrew Roberts, and our recording engineer, Mr. Paul Hodge.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.